The largest public hospital in Johannesburg, South Africa, is treating only life-threatening conditions. Johannesburg Hospital usually operates as a general hospital, providing a wide range of medical services to the poorest of the poor. But because of a reduced budget and growing numbers of trauma patients, hospital administrators say they currently can afford to treat only emergencies. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
Johannesburg Hospital attempts to offer first-world medical care for free to patients who live mainly in third-world conditions. And in doing so, it's run into serious financial difficulties. Faced with new budgetary constraints this year, the CEO of the hospital, Sagi Pillay, says he has suspended all elective surgery for the next 6 months.
The directive that I've issued to the clinicians are we're going to focus only on emergency care.
Johannesburg Hospital is funded almost exclusively by the government. Despite an increase in trauma and AIDS patients, its budget for this year was cut almost 10%. Opposition legislators say the reduced funding and elimination of all but critical care shows how the ruling party is mismanaging the national health care system. Officials with the Ministry of Health counter that they inherited a dysfunctional system from the apartheid government 10 years ago, and they're working to improve it. They accuse Johannesburg Hospital of overspending. But Johannesburg Hospital remains the largest and most prestigious public hospital in the city. CEO Pillay says, of course, he'd like to have more money, but given this year's budget, he has to make some tough decisions.
In an environment where we still got babies dying of measles, and yet we're doing really highly technical, highly expensive surgery, it's a question of choices that society has to make, and we are making those choices the best that we can.
Even by focusing only on life-threatening conditions, Pillay expects the hospital to be extremely busy. It has the leading public trauma unit in the city, and the hospital's emergency room is overflowing with patients.
Where's the pain? In your legs.
A 23-year-old woman who broke her back and her right arm in a car accident has just been wheeled out of an ambulance. Johannesburg has an extremely high rate of motor vehicle accidents. It also has a lot of violent crime. 65% of the patients in the trauma unit come in with gunshot wounds. The doctors also see a large number of people who've been thrown out of high-rise buildings. Tzidit Sedzuka, the manager of the trauma unit, says her ward is always full. On this day, she has 38 patients and 19 beds. This doesn't count the four people who just came in the front door and are still in the resuscitation area. Tzidit says sometimes she has to send people home because she's run out of space.
Having bed space is a huge, huge problem in this place. Every day there's about 6 patients that have to go out and you have to admit 9. So bed space is a huge issue.
By eliminating all non-emergency surgery, the hospital hopes to save money and also free up beds in other parts of the facility for trauma patients. Anton Skepper is an orthopedic surgeon at the hospital, however, is sharply critical of the decision to treat only life-threatening conditions. Skepper has several patients on crutches and in wheelchairs who've been waiting close to a year for hip replacements. Now he'll have to tell them to wait even longer. Johannesburg Hospital is supposed to be a teaching hospital, but Skepper says the new limits on care illustrate how the hospital has lost its focus.
The authorities can't stop the trauma because they can't leave people with broken legs lying on the pavement. So they stop what they can stop, which is the cold elective surgery.
And most patients have few other places to turn for care. The largest public hospital in the country, Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto, announced last week that it's facing similar budget woes and will also only treat life-threatening conditions. South Africa has a limited system of public health clinics and smaller hospitals, but most don't offer hip replacements, hernia surgeries, or other complicated operations that Johannesburg Hospital specialized in. If the other facilities do offer some of these procedures, it's not unusual for patients to have to wait months or even years to get treated. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.